Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. It's Friday, Fun Friday, Fasinelli Fun Friday. Don't forget the Queen of Cheap Report coming up, and then a concert from Billy Joel, with whom I spent quality time last night.
Ben Cracker, with whom I spent quality time last night.
36,000 people at Fenway Park. The essence of the day, however, first, Roberta Fasinelli is here, Jennifer Horn. Happy to have them along for a discussion of the issues and some of the things that are not necessarily issues. But we can make trouble if you'd like us to, folks. It's easy enough to do that. Yeah, of course we can. Mr. McFadden is here at the Controls Bar Studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Last night, Meredith and I went to see Billy Joel. We had it set on the ticket 6:30, so we went to have dinner at a little local place and went over there and got there at 6:30. Well, 7:30 came around and still nothing going on. Somebody showed up, some group called the Breakers or the Beachers or something from New Jersey. I forgot who they were, but they were not particularly good. They occupied about 35 or 40 minutes, and then there were no lights, nothing was going on, and it was getting to be 8:30, 25 minutes to 9, no Billy Joel.
Really?
What? Yeah.
So we were, you know.
Don't they know his audience is old and they need to go to bed?
Well, you know what? This was an audience that was about as broad as any audience I had seen.
Yeah, he brings
in
everybody.
He brought in a lot of people. And I will tell you something. He got started, and I wasn't into it. I didn't really, by that time, I was sleepy already.
Of course.
And so then the energy starts building. He starts getting into it. He's getting into the crowd, getting into Fenway Park, getting into the fact there are 36,400 people there. Imagine what that does.
And then he had to take a bathroom break.
No, he didn't. Actually, he was as good as the program developed, and as he warmed up to the crowd, it was as good a performance. And I went to Barry Manilow a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was good, and I still hold he was very consistent. Billy Joel wasn't consistent. Manilow was. Billy Joel built, but he went on until after 11 o'clock. He was so into what was going on, he just said, "I'm staying." They just kept going. And he didn't do the hits until later in the show.
Well, that's the way they do it.
And I don't remember that being the case with Manilow, but that may be, in this case, the crowd, we sat up on, we're in the right field just above where the seats are on the lawn. If you get seats there, everybody stands up anyway, so what's the point of having a seat? But to look at the throng, he waited, what I found out afterwards, was he waited until after dark to start the concert. He wanted to wait until it was dark to get the thing going. And the way they did the side effects was just very clever, very well. And to see what a production it is, Roberta, your husband does this for a living.
Oh, yeah.
So you can attest to the fact that this thing is so complicated to put this big stage together
and
a baseball park and the lights, the way they were, everything.
Yeah.
There was not a hitch, not a flaw, not a problem, nothing but pure entertainment from this guy anyway, for 2.5 hours. He didn't stop. He just kept going, and the crowd loved it, and he knew how to work the crowd. He brought up his new wife who's pregnant, and that was kind of cute. The guy's very comfortable with himself. You can tell that. And as I say, I've never seen him before, but I would go to see him again, frankly. So anyway, that's what I did last night, and I didn't get home until 1 o'clock. So I get an email at 5 o'clock from McFadden, who who says, oh, I was out last night until 1 o'clock, and I don't think I can get up.
Which, by the way, I received when I was still up doing work.
Really? Okay.
So Doug sends me one back, and he says, wimp.
Yeah.
And my reply to that was, how many beers did you drink?
I didn't drink beer last night. I had a glass of pink champagne.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean, oh, my goodness?
Doug, what are you, like, Doug 14? Card is getting heavy in my hand.
Hand in your man card, boy.
You're a 14-year-old girl.
It was, goodness. No, it was what Meredith liked to drink this stuff. And,
right. Meredith,
I don't drink well anyway.
She's a woman.
Yeah, okay. So
champagne?
Yeah.
To be fair, champagne is fine. And you could answer the question when Rich says, did you drink anything last night? You could have said, well, I had a glass of wine, or I had a glass of sparkling.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds kind of good.
I'd still jump on.
How about champagne? Yeah, okay,
coolers.
So champagne. Yeah, but you don't say pink. Pink just makes it sound so gross.
Really?
Sorry, Dougie.
Was it in one of those cute little flute glasses with your pinky extended?
Yeah,
of course. That's how you drink champagne.
Mrs. Stefan?
Yeah, right. Mrs. McBad.
Oh, my goodness.
Does your girlfriend order for you because you don't know what to do?
Yes, that's a miss. That's exactly what she said.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, all right, okay. Anything else? Well, you were taking your best shot, and it wasn't very good.
I feel good about my crush.
Of course you do.
You're not looking too good here.
A decision could come as early as today from the NFL on Deflategate and what to do with Tom Brady's appeal of his 4-game suspension. Any money on Brady or money on Goodell? Who's the money on here?
Brady wins.
Brady.
Yeah, he gets out of it. It's a ridiculous thing. It's absolutely stupid.
So this is Goodell's decision, right?
You're right, yeah. Their only proof is may have, could have, it's possible that.
And as my friend Fred Dreyer, did you like that? I just tripped over a name I dropped. My friend Fred Dreyer, hard to say,
who was
a football player, 2 safeties in 1 game, only got to do that.
Okay.
He says that these guys that throw, they all have something that they do, whether it's they put a glove on or they put some kind of something on their
glue.
Hand. Everybody
like baseball
has,
players and pitchers do the same thing.
Yes, of course they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not that I'm not saying that makes it right, mm-hmm. but, you know, at the same time, if everybody's doing it, why are we crucifying Brady just because he's pretty and on a good team?
Right.
Let's do it.
Just the fact that they don't have any hard proof, and it's still an allegation.
All right. By the way, the feeling that I got in Red Sox town last night at Fenway Park is that this was the only game that anybody won at Fenway Park. Or the Red Sox not doing too well this year. Let's talk about something that is doing well. If you need to restore your nitric oxide levels, I have the fix. Now, you may not even know that you have nitric oxide in your system, and if you do know you have it, do you know what it does? Nitric oxide is needed to put the fires out when the fire engines go through New York City like they're going through right now.
Roberta.
Actually, this is...
I live down the block from a fire station. What am I supposed to do?
No, nothing. You're supposed to be Roberta. July has been deemed Heart Health Month here on the Good Day program, and the fact is that if you are over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping. What do you... And first, you need to find out what your levels are. So, the folks who bring us both Super Beats and Neo 40 are going to provide you in our Heart Health Month packet a free set of nitric oxide indicator strips. Jennifer used hers for the first time the other day and found that she had a good supply of nitric oxide in her system. It is critical for cardiovascular health. It's the perfect tool to use to keep the levels where they need to be. So, first thing in the morning when you get up, before you eat or you drink, you take, after you've seen what the indicators would tell you about the nitric oxide levels, if it's depleted, you jump onto Neo 40, have one of those capsules. Very cool. That'll bring your level up immediately. And then during the course of the morning or the midday, maybe when you need to pick me up for the afternoon, you have a glass of Super Beats. Neo 40 is a convenient, natural, fast-melt tablet that you can take on the go. I just had one a few minutes ago as I'm a little bit off, having stayed up as late as I did last night and got up as early as I did this morning, not like other people on my staff. This is a way to keep the blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Keep the flow of nitric oxide going through your body so that you have, either if you've got high blood pressure levels, this brings it down to normalcy. And if they're normal, you keep them there. So join our official Heart Health Challenge. We want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40. Tell us how you feel. All of us are on it. We feel great. So we want you to tell us. You can send an email to me, Doug@DougStefan.com, or Rich, or any of us at DougStefan.com. Tell us how Neo 40 works for you, Super Beats work for you. Get them together. They are tested, patented, and they work. Join the Heart Health Challenge by calling 800-655-4183. Feel the difference. Get that free book, the free saliva testing strip, free shipping. Neo 40, Super Beats together. Join the challenge, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See storestables.com for details.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
No. No. Want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
A rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A truck becomes more than a truck the moment our troops climb inside. It's critical to their mission, and they trust it to protect their lives. At Oshkosh Defense, that's exactly what we design our vehicles to do. Our JLTV is no exception. It's built to get our troops to the mission. And more importantly, to bring them home. With so much relying on these vehicles, imagine what we'll save with the Oshkosh JLTV. Oshkosh is JLTV. Anything else is something less.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
She's the queen of truth, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I noticed, Roberta, that Best Buy made a mistake yesterday selling $200 gift cards for $15, enabling customers to snatch $200 gift cards. The Best Buy folks say they fixed the problem and will cancel gift card purchases made at the discounted price. That doesn't sound very smart on their part.
No. They should honor it. Absolutely. Usually, if a store makes a mistake, they have to honor the mistake.
Yep, right. All right, what else?
Well, if you like cheesecake, just to let you know that the Cheesecake Factory right now is offering half-price cheesecakes on the 29th and 30th, so that'll be coming up later this month, so just a heads up on that. We have a free magazine subscription to Shape Magazine, and you're going to need this free subscription after my next Queen of Cheap entry that you're going to hear in a few seconds here, because you're going to be eating like crazy, because this is a heads up that right now, this time of year, the end of July and into August, is restaurant week. And there are all sorts of restaurant weeks going on all across the country. Right now, Providence has one going on. New York starts next Monday on the 20th. New Orleans and Boston go into August. All the big cities basically have some sort of restaurant week coming in now at late July into August. And even if you're in a smaller town or smaller area, you should look around. You might find some of the restaurants in your area doing doing Restaurant Week. And what this basically is you get a fixed price meal for lunch and for dinner, usually three courses. Lunch can cost you $15 to $20, dinner maybe $25 to $30. But they're great ways to try out restaurants that sometimes you can't even get into.
All right. Find this at the Queen of Cheap box. That's actually the Better Living box, where you can find your missing money as well at DougStephan.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I thought we'd have, because I saw Billy Joel in concert last night, I thought we'd have a little Billy Joel concert here. Rich is going to have some of the wankers that he went to see last night, too, in a moment.
Did you say wankers?
I did.
Wow. That's the word from 1955.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. British words still used today.
Right, yeah.
Angry Man, this is Billy Joel, to start their little concert off, mini concert. Man, this guy handled the piano. Woo! And the camera's on him over his head, showing how he's playing the piano as he's working at it. I can see why he and Elton John would make a good pair to tour together. Actually, I was thinking of that last night.
Saw them together, and apparently Elton's piano wasn't tuned too well the night that he saw them.
Yeah.
And he stormed off the stage in a little hissy fit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Came back.
Yeah. Playing the harmonica and the piano together, you don't think that's a feat? I gotta tell you, watching this guy move around. And by the way,
he's fun to watch on stage.
I believe he's older than I am. Somebody check.
He's 66.
He is 66. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So not quite.
No.
Barely around the same age.
About 10 years younger.
Okay. Some guy running a radio station actually asked me if I was going to retire. So I said to the affiliate person, give me the guy's number. I'll call him myself.
Uh-oh. That's like the worst thing you could ever say to Doug.
All right, listen to this. Listen to this guy. His voice, he's still got the voice. It's not like Felix Cavaliere went to see last Christmas. He didn't get a voice anymore.
This guy's still say Glass Houses, from which this song is from, is maybe one of the best albums of rock and roll history.
Yeah. He's done 22, 24 albums, I think, hasn't he?
Probably somewhere around there.
He says it's been 20 years. years since he was on the charts. And he looked at the crowd and he said, why are you all here? There's 36,000 people here to see me. I've been on the charts for 20 years. What are you doing here?
That's great.
Very polished guy having fun with it. And he probably walked out of it with $1 million. I mean, when you consider the average price for a seat in there was at least $100, and there were 36,000 people there, that's $3.5 million. How much does it cost to pay to rent the park and to do all the ancillary stuff? $1 million, maybe $1.5 million. And by the way, I've never been at Fenway Park when I found so many people at the going to buy beer and pretzels. All of the stands were loaded.
Well, yeah, they're smoking hot. They're hungry.
Well, we did. We smelled some of that going into the park. Yeah.
You know what pot smells like?
How do they come out with the champagne? Your pink champagne.
Oh, stop.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about all the stories that he's been able to tell with his songs. The guy's got a great, great, great way of putting music together. So he deserves it. I can see why he would fill Madison Square Garden every month.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go see him again. This is a great song. And he did this last before he left, and he came back and did some encores. You can feel how he feels.
Did everybody hold their lit cell phones up during this song?
No, actually, there was none of that going on. Richie. A lot of people holding up other things, but not cell phones. All right, you want us to hear a little of what you went to see last night?
I went to see a country alt band that had some hits in the late 80s, early 90s. Such as Blow, and then Cracker.
Cracker. Why did I say wanker? I knew it was something close.
Right, and then you know this song. But they've got a really soulful kind of rock country sound.
Yeah. Worth staying up for.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. One of the best bands I love to see live.
All right, Donald Trump in the next half hour of Good Day. I know you'll be surprised to hear that he's in the news. 28 after the hour now.
What's with earwax? Good for your health or mere social embarrassment? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The simple fact is, earwax keeps our ears healthy. It's not a sign you're dirty. In fact, wax stops stuff from getting into your ear canals like dust, dirt, bugs. Yes, bugs. Not an urban myth. Something I've seen too many times. The bug all curled up stung your eardrum. Yuck! The big question, how do you get earwax out? You don't. Leave it to nature. Here's the thing. Every single time you chew or move your jaw, you push the wax along the ear canal out. Sometimes the wax does build up, and here's what you don't do. Don't put anything inside your ear, including Q-tip, hot olive oil, and of course my fave, ear candling. Putting a lit candle inside your ear to do what? Melt the wax? DCOC advice, if you feel wax build up, swing by your doc's office and have your ears washed out safely. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fascinelli. Also joining us today, Richie McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Thought for the day came from television producer Mark Burnett, who's 55 today. He said if you want to be certain, you should never get married. You should never change jobs. In fact, you might as well just stay home, because I don't know anybody who is certain. That need to be certain is just procrastination. What an interesting thought pattern that is under the circumstances. Okay, so we have Donald Trump. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com today. You can check them out at the website, DougSteffen.com. Donald Trump says he will spend whatever it takes. I got $10 billion. I'll spend whatever it takes to win. Meanwhile, he and John McCain had words back and forth with each other. What were the words, Kenny? What sort of words were they using? Well, sweet worms? Nothing words?
Yeah. No. McCain said that Trump was firing up the crazies.
Really? And Donald Trump said about McCain?
He's a dummy.
classic conversation.
John McCain,
right?
Is a dummy. I'm sorry. He's a war hero. God love him. But he's kind of a dummy.
He's done. His daughter, however, who is starting a radio talk program next Monday, I think it is, which isn't it, 6 to 9?
Yes.
She's quite special. She's quite smart.
Really?
I think you don't think she is?
Well, I like Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that people automatically think that because they can talk, that they can talk on a microphone.
And they have a name. Well, maybe that doesn't work.
So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, hopefully that this will work.
There are a lot of people
her,
who have done this and they've tried and it doesn't work because it does require certain
things. She's been easing into this, though. She has been appearing on shows all over the country for the last few years.
Yeah, she's been training herself.
Yeah.
Right.
So meanwhile, Trump is demanding an apology because remember when he said this?
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
About the Mexicans?
Yeah.
Well, after El Chapo escaped and people are thinking that he came to the United States, he's gone, see?
It's true. It's like vindicates him. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, I want an apology from the media.
Right. You're going to get an apology.
No, he's not. But it's still funny.
It is. Okay, something that's not funny as far as the folks at Uber are concerned. They got a hefty tab, a fine from a California judge this week, Jen, for $7 million.
Yeah,
why?
This was actually good news and bad news for Uber this week. So what do you want first? You want the bad news for Uber? Well, you brought it up, so we'll do the bad news first.
Okay,
so
help yourself.
Well, there was a judge who said that Uber should be fined $7.3 million and should be suspended from operating in California. Her name is Karen V. Clopton. She's with the California Public Utilities Commission, and she's contending that Uber's not complied with state laws that were designed to ensure that drivers are doling out rides fairly to passengers, regardless of where they live or who they are. She said that Uber's refusal to provide data is in violation of the 2013 law that legalized the Uber and Lyft platform. Uber said it was going to appeal, and no word on whether the fine and suspension will actually be enforced. It'll depend on the appeals process, which could take several months. So, could be a problem. Maybe Uber will not be allowed in California. Maybe they'll have to pay $7.3 million. But here's the good news for Uber. It was just announced this week that LAX, our big airport, Los Angeles International Airport, is going to allow both Uber and Lyft drivers into the airport. Which and that's huge because most major airports across the country do not allow Uber and Lyft.
Not yet,
so
but they'll
LAX
have to give in because the customers want
it. Big thing.
They're tired of riding in dirty, stuffy, smoke-filled cabs
by
people who can't speak English and don't know where the hell they're going.
And how many people on a cell phone
have you heard
in gibberish
that actually take a shuttle from the airport to a hotel in the area for free and then sit in the hotel lobby and call Uber and Lyft from there.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And it's just cheaper. I mean,
it's better run. It's clean. It's just better.
Yep. I'm telling you, everything I've now driven Lyft, because Lyft is a little more prevalent in my area.
Yeah.
And two of the three times were fine, but I think I told you about the first time I drove Lyft, right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
The guy knocked on the window and wanted to go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
All right, the other thing trending at DougStefan.com today has to do with that shooting in Chattanooga. The terrorism task force of the FBI is investigating the killing of these four Marines. I'm guessing that even though somebody will take a shot at terrorism, this is another crazed Muslim kid who, along with crazed white kids who do the same sort of thing and who are not Muslim, there may be a different motivation to be sure, but it is not, and it's not sadly an isolated incident. It just shows how violent and vicious some people are in our country, and they're sick. And what do we do with them? The thing, as much as it may sound horrible for me to say, I'm glad the guy's dead, because I don't really want to.
Jailing him and the trial and all that.
He obviously shot these people, and he deserved to get what he got.
What he wanted. Is he a martyr?
Maybe that may be, Richie, but he still deserved it. If he was a martyr, or he thought he would be a martyr.
The thought of him languishing in jail with a bunch of other prisoners.
Well, he wouldn't have.
Really love to meet him.
They would.
Yeah, they would have loved him.
They wouldn't.
But don't you guys think we wouldn't be having this conversation if we didn't have gun-free zones at military bases? These are military bases. ISIS has made no secret about saying that this is a target for
them. Not a military
them.
Base, though. It was a recruitment center.
Well, the recruitment center is one thing, but
the
there was the operations
town.
Center.
7 miles away for the other shootout.
The ones where he actually killed the Marines. It is ridiculous to me to have a group of Marines or military personnel standing around on duty and not allowing them to be armed. It's just that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They would have taken this guy out if they didn't have their hands tied.
That should be the place you go where you go, whoa.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just ridiculous.
Next, another white guy who shot things up at that theater got, he's now guilty of murder. He was convicted. Now what do we do with him? Does he get dispatched? Does he go to prison for the rest of his life? That'll be decided, but they didn't
decide. I have a feeling they won't kill him.
Yeah. Well,
because I think they're going to say he's not
but
he, right
now there's an, well, there's an appeal because he's supposedly insane. Everybody who does this is insane. Nothing new.
Look at this guy, and he looks insane.
Yeah. Well, that's what they, but most
still
of the white people are like this. Look at the kid that shot up, what was it, last week or the week before that at the church? 3 weeks has that been now?
Dylan Roof.
Look at that face. Look at those eyes. You don't think that kid was out of his mind? I was about to say something else that had to do with a little more acerbicness, but he's done. All right, let me just point your attention to something that's at DougStephan.com. The video of the day, every day, thousands of people go there to see what it is that we've cooked up for a video of the day. Today, you'll look at the video of the day and you'll think, oh, this is really cool. Or, oh my God, did you see that? Somebody has posted a video of a drone and firing a gun. So, if you think that drones are a problem, think what kind of a problem somebody, and I'm not coming up with an idea that nobody else has come up with, because if you look at how much this thing has spread around in social media in the last couple of days, you'll know that people are intrigued with the idea. Are they afraid? Is this a scare? What is this? It
Mixed
gives you the reality.
Yesterday's shooting, and it scares me to death.
Well, that's what it is. You see, we've got all this technology, and we don't know what to do with it. Don't know what to do with it. Okay, food for thought. Roberta.
Yes, sir.
I want to know where you get those goldfish that are as big as they are. Roberta is
not
our
the
special.
Crackers, right? You mean
no,
real
no,
goldfish.
No. These are humongo goldfish, as they were described. Where does one get these big, huge? Well, how do they get to be this big? Actually,
this is a story coming out of Canada right now, Doug. You know how people have goldfish and,
yes,
you know, and
Roberta,
they dump them. And,
yes, sir.
Well, apparently, some people have dumped goldfish into Canadian waters, and these goldfish, over three generations now, have evolved into these humongo big fish.
Like a goldfish
Just threatening all the other fish in the area. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you flush baby alligators down. They're eating them.
So the goldfish are
like the size of regular fish now.
Yeah, well, they're even big. They're like the size of like platters. Some of these goldfish and platters. That's the way they describe them. They're like platters. It's a couple of waters in Alberta, Canada, and they're eating all the natural fish that are in there. So whenever you introduce something that's foreign into an ecosystem, and it has really no natural predators, they just go, you know, bonkers. It's kind of like alligators in the New York City sewer system. You know. You sit down on the john and something bites your rear end and it's an alligator. You know, that sort of thing.
All right.
So don't dump your goldfish.
Right.
No. Down the toilet or anywhere
else. Are you ready to rumble? Or are you ready for frozen fried Twinkies?
Yeah.
So when Hostess went out of business a couple of years ago, they were bought by a Mexican company. And now they are thinking about expanding their product line to include frozen fried Twinkies.
Well, they were bought by Bimbo, right?
Yeah. Is that the name of the company?
Bimbo.
So they have Ho-Ho's snowballs.
Bimbo has Ho-Ho's now?
They got Ho-Ho's at Hostess. So now they want to have a frozen fried Twinkie.
Well, it would be a deep fried Twinkie, and then it would be frozen. So all you have to do is defrost it. So you don't have to go to any of those, you know, silly summer fairs and things all around the country that have like deep fried lasagna and deep fried hot dogs.
So let me get this straight. Bimbo has deep fried frozen Ho-Ho's.
Yep.
All right.
Pretty good, huh?
16 before the hour. It would make it 44 after the hour. Let's see if we can fix those dark circles around your eyes. This looks like it's going to be a pretty popular product. The Platinum Dark Circle Treatment from Genucel. Powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles around your eyes, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you think you have a few of them there? I think so. From time to time. Richie might have them after he wimped out last night at this concert. He was up late, poor boy.
Definitely. I should have drank champagne. That's
right,
my problem.
You should have had a little champagne. So if you have dark circles, you don't want to put makeup on them to hide them. You want to get rid of them. And that's why you call 800-543-9262 to get rid of the dark circles with the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment from the same folks that bring you Genucel. So this is a really interesting call you can make. There are three things you could buy or get. 800-543-9262. Get the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get Genucel, which is plant stem therapy for the lines and the puffiness around your eyes. And you can get Esotique as well, which is cream and lotion for your entire face. All of this comes together when you call 800-543-9262. Do not wait. There's a crazy summer sale going on, and as we know, we're a month into summertime already, so 2 months left, bingo bango, you'll be out of luck if you don't work on this now. Get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for your dark circles around your eyes, and the other products that go with it. Genucel is ready and willing and able to help you out. 800-543-9262. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale will be over before you know it. 800-543-9262.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This report is brought to you by Dine Equity. Summer is the perfect time to indulge with family and friends. Applebee's is hosting Taste the Change Day to pique your appetite. Free sampler plates of the new Sriracha Shrimp and Churro S'mores appetizers will be served nationwide on July 21st. Nearly 2,000 restaurants will participate, celebrating 35 years of America's largest casual dining chain with no purchase necessary. Applebee's is updating bar and grill classics throughout the menu, has renovated its restaurants, and evolved the iconic brand. Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity.
We put our new items to the test in New York, and people who hadn't tried us in a while were blown away at how we've improved our food. Now we're giving guests around the country the same opportunity, and we're confident they will agree. Our new food and drinks are fantastic.
The free sampling will be available to dine-in guests all day, with an expected 2 million free appetizers being served. Other new items will also be offered at low sampler prices. For more, visit Applebee's.com.
All right, Doug Steffen in the Good Day program. Do you know how many possible Rubik's Cube configurations there are?
I think I've done all but the solved one, so.
A lot.
There is only one that is right. Apparently, there are 43,252,274,489,856.
Ridiculous.
How would you figure this out? There's
let me tell you, there are
Rubik's Cube World Championships going on today in Brazil. And there's a teenager from Australia who's the defending champion. He set the world record of 5.25 seconds to get to the right matches last year.
Wow.
Going around the network here about, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, we had a Rubik's Cube on every desk. Everybody had one.
And then you have to figure it out?
Yeah, well, you can go on YouTube and get instructions for the algorithms. So they can't look at your cube and say, okay, you need to do here, start from here. But there's an algorithm. So
did Peter figure it out?
Well,
had to be your staffer that got it, right?
Peter figured it out, but we all had to watch YouTube to figure it out.
To figure it out.
But once you learn the algorithms,
it's
not too hard. You just have to learn the algorithms. And there's like 5 different algorithms. You start with algorithm 1, then algorithm 2, and then so on. And then it'll walk you into it. So you have to remember the algorithms and just kind of go through the moves.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, speaking of going through the moves, the Ocean African Hoosier, NOAA, National Oceanographic and Administration of Anal
Atmospheric Administration.
Okay, yeah. So there's yet another report out today. Yesterday it was El Nino, or was it La Nina? I think it was El Nino.
El Nino.
Yesterday. Okay, so today.
It's El Chapo.
Well, El Chapo may be affecting
the different
problem
kind
in
of
our
storm.
Oceans. The government says that global warming will present itself, and that means the oceans are going to continue to rise without abatement because the ocean surface temperature is the warmest it's been in 135 years of keeping records. That doesn't mean it wasn't warm before the records began in 1887 or whenever it was, but that from that point to this, there hasn't been a warmer.
The Mexicans again.
Right.
It's all the Mexicans' fault.
Yeah, they're right. They cause every problem.
They're crossing the border. They're bringing in global warming.
Yeah. Send them home.
Trump is right.
Yeah, send him home, too. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Nice of you to join us tonight and add color to these monochromatic proceedings.
Well, when a fella comes back from the dead, I find that an occasion to stand up, be counted.
If you ever riff with people, wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed. That's the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the
Wild West.
Your patented approach of shoot first, shoot later, shoot some more, and then when everybody's dead, try to ask a question or two.
So interesting lines. Not a great movie. And the fact that he would do this movie and not do another Independence Day makes me wonder what his career.
He only did this one once.
Yeah, right. There was once. Some people think too many.
You could put a gun on that thing. So where would
I keep my pencil.
You know, Gordon, I think you underestimate the convenience of a pocket.
Will Smith from the movie The Wild Wild West, song in the movie were number one during this week in 1999. So we have that. That was Kevin Kline, wasn't it?
It was Kevin Kline.
Yeah, it was.
Very good.
But the movie didn't do much.
And Robert Conrad hated it.
Well, that you can imagine.
That was an example of a movie wildly overproduced.
Yeah, too much stuff going on. You're right. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree with you. Yep. Hi, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with a preview of the movies coming out. I'm looking forward to that Holmes movie, frankly. We'll see what some of the other things on the bill of fare are as Chuck reviews the new movies for your listening and dancing pleasure. That's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Know-how! How to tell if you need a free Napa racing hat. Look in the mirror. If there's not one on your head, you need one. Spend $25 and you'll get a free Napa racing hat. We'll even donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund for every hat given away. Besides, you've got the perfect place to keep that free hat. Your head. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
All right, new movies. Let's see, there are a couple that appear to have interest. Ant-Man. Chucker's already seen Ant-Man. What did you think of that?
Well, you know, a lot of people, Doug, are going to go into this film with small expectations, but
But
this movie provides huge entertainment and some really big laughs. Paul Rudd, I've always been a fan. He is terrific in the lead role. Michael Douglas, he's not a supporting actor in this movie. He's a co-star. He gets a ton of screen time and he kills it. Brings his A game. Adds so much to this movie. Evangeline Lilly, who is on Lost, she played Kate O'Rourke. Really good playing Michael Douglas's character's daughter. The whole cast is good. This is a fun movie and really good for the family. I highly recommend it. I give it a 9 out of 10. It's one of the best summer movies I've seen so far. That's cool. Good. Good. Also opening is Judd Apatow's Trainwreck with Amy Schumer in a first really starring role in a feature film. It's getting terrific reviews, tracking around $25 million, which is a solid opening for a R-rated comedy. That's gonna be fun. And a movie right in your wheelhouse, Doug, Mr. Holmes, which Ian McKellen plays a 94-year-old Sherlock Holmes, which I think is like 2 years younger than you are. So I think you should like that one.
Wow.
It was nice working with you, Chucker.
Chucky's been around longer than Roberta. If Roberta can survive and he can survive, anybody can survive. Well, maybe
exactly.
That's not true.
You know,
but anyway,
go
ahead.
A few movies that high profile now from the end of the summer. We got Vacation on the 29th with Ed Helms.
I want to see it.
Applegate. I got to say, the trailers are really good.
Yeah.
I didn't have much expectation, but the trailers are really funny. 31st, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation with Tom Cruise should do solid business at the box office. As for August, Fantastic Four, August 7th. That movie looks terrible. Then you got Ricky and the Flash with Meryl Streep as an aging rocker. That looks good. Man from U.N.C.L.E. on Army Hammer, who your son knows, and Henry Cavill. That's directed by Guy Ritchie. So still a lot of juice in the tank for the summer season. But I like Ant-Man a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looks like... I'm not one for going to those hero movies anyway. I don't much care about them. And I'm not sure about what to make out of this this young woman who's the comedian that's in this movie. This is basically, the trailers would suggest that she sleeps around and it's supposed to be...
The fun thing about the movie, they say, is that she plays kind of the crazy guy part, and her boyfriend, the one she falls in love with, plays the straight thing, and they say it's really well done.
Yeah. She's kind of vulgar, though, isn't she?
Yeah, they all are.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chucker.
For you, so.
Not so that anybody would notice, though, Richie.
Yeah, but
thanks, Chucker.
In 5, 4,
3, 2, 1. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.